You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lopez, he's got it. And that's the ball game. And the Cubs win. 7-3, your final, and guess what? We can sing the song.
Nice job, you're 6-0 against the White Sox. You taking any credit for that?
That's a good. We'll try to make it 7-0 tomorrow.
Hit and run with Matt Spiegel Sunday mornings on the Score.
Craig Counsell was very, very funny when he was on with me and Lawrence Holmes during the week. You'll hear that later this hour. But I'm talking to you. Hey, I'm talking to you. Talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Right here on The Score. What's the right way to act as Cub fans this weekend? What's the right way to react to Cub fans if they are to taunt? That's among the things I want to talk about with you as we mix in your conversation, your calls on all things Hit and Run here on The Score. This is Ron in the South Side. Ron, what do you do if a Cub fan taunts you and says, your team sucks? See, watch these last 2 days. Are you stoic? Do you give it back? What do?
You just take it.
Oh, man.
You just take it and say, this is what we want to become. And speaking of that, Steve Stone has mentioned numerous times, Steve, about the lack of power with the White Sox. I like Vargas is coming around, Ian, but what does an organization do? When you look at the top prospects, or on a good note, like when I'm hearing about Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an eight. Yeah. So, and that's, but I mean, because that is a reality. Not only power at home, you know, on the road, you can't win scoring through. And I like that they have the pitchers, but it's an issue. But I have to give you a quick comment. I'm not talking about today's team, but last week it stunned me. Because this is what you said, Speed.
Right.
You said there's quite a few teams. You said the Royals. I said, oh, God, that's who I am. I said, that's Speed, man. You're elusive.
I know.
You said the card. I said, oh, he did it to me again. I could have had 4 straight wins, but I think he gave us a layup. Yeah.
Today is a layup. For those who don't know, I do a thing called Team of the Moment, and we'll do it later this hour. Ron likes to try and guess who it's going to be, and he also is the bookie for your bets. So if you want to bet, you want to get in there, you call Ron and get in there. But this week, it's pretty obvious who that's going to be. Got this text from Mike, who says that, unlike Ron, who says you just take it if a Cub fan taunts you, he says you got to give it back. No retreat, no surrender. Cub fans have plenty of recent bad history. They're far from Teflon. They're not the Yankees or anything. Last I checked, Cubs have the same amount of titles over the last 100 years, so it's going to be a while before stoicism sets in, and I'd accept nothing less if the roles were reversed. There you go. I love that from Mike. This is Paul in Valpo on 670 The Score. What's up, Paul?
Good morning, Matt. You know, quick, with PCA playing, you know, it's obviously a good problem to have. With PCA playing so well, and obviously Tucker's been in a little struggle lately, but they're going to have to re-sign, or they're going to have to sign both of those guys in the near future. I know PCA's are going to be a little further off if they don't get this extension, which doesn't look like they're going to. Are they going to plan? I mean, is it like knowing in a couple years they're going to have to sign PCA, is that going to affect Tucker? And then in the meantime, at the trade deadline, are they just going to empty out the farm system to try to go for it all this year?
Oh boy, there's a lot there. Those are some of the biggest issues regarding the team and regarding the future, and certainly regarding the season. They should sign both of those guys. They have the means, and they have two players who deserve it. I would like to think that they were aggressive in trying to sign PCA. And we know what some of those numbers were, as reported and then confirmed. He's only getting more and more expensive, obviously, but he's still so young that the risk of injury is mitigated there for him and his family and his representation as they make this decision. Are the Diamondbacks thrilled that they signed Corbin Carroll early? Yes. Are the Padres glad that they signed Jackson Merrill early? Offer him the Jackson Merrill deal today. If you haven't yet, that should be offered today. And then Tucker, I mean, you know, I think they should sign Tucker and they should try. And, you know, this is a great moment to try. I hope these conversations are happening. He's feeling the magic of good weather, Wrigley, packed house on Tuesdays as well as weekends. Operation Woo King Tuck, which I have begun. I mean, obviously, it's being helped tremendously by good baseball and a magical atmosphere. So, man, I hope they're trying. They should sign both. Whether they're going to empty the minor leagues, it's a tough spot. You got to make the choice on who you think is not going to pan out. You got to be really smart. This still might have value. Is there something you're afraid of with Alcantara, who had a couple hits and a homer, I think, the other night? Is there something you're afraid of on Triantos? How about Casey? Of those three, and maybe Triantos doesn't quite have the value right now, I'd probably move on that. But of those three, pick one or two, you know, because you're going to have to, if you want Sandy Alcantara, which I think you might want, you're going to have to give up some serious stuff to get him.
Well, Hazel Cesardo apparently costed one of either Triantos or Casey.
Yes, so. and they didn't want to do that. And the Phillies are thrilled that they did. So they made some choices just about mid-range money, and some of those choices have been good in the starting rotation. But I think they're going to need to go get somebody of note, and you'll have to be ready to give some up. That's for damn sure. This is Chris in Lakeview on The Score. Chris, good morning. You're on Hit and Run. What's happening?
Hey, Spees, good morning.
Morning.
Going back to the Cubs-Sox debate, Sox fan debate, I grew up around a lot of Sox fans. I don't feel bad at all of the state they're in right now. They used to give me a ton of crap about the 108 years and all that. And honestly, I still hear a lot from Sox fans about they don't like Wrigley, they don't like the ballpark, they don't like the neighborhood. And then weirdly enough, we were in the bleachers on Friday, and they were giving PCA a lot of crap, too. They were saying he sucks and all that. So it was nice to see them literally eat some crow after his performance on Friday, too.
That's interesting. I didn't know that Sox fans were giving it to PCA. Because here's what I noticed. The PCA home run trot, there are four components to it from what I witnessed Saturday or Friday watching from the stands. The first component is instead of going for a handshake with Jose Javier, the first base coach, he kind of brings the hand up like, oh, psych. And he brings the hand up to his head. After he rounded second, he turned around and saluted center field, which I thought was a salute to his fans, Cub fans, who give him some love. But maybe that was a salute to the Sox fans who are giving him some crap. I don't know what that was. We need to ask. Then as he approaches third, he does the raise the roof thing, as you see. And then as he approaches home plate, he bangs his chest like Tarzan. Oh! So there's a four-component PCA home run trot routine that needs to be decoded the next time he's on the station or the next time I'm at the ballpark. But thank you for that context. This is Ben in Queens on the Score. What's up, Ben?
Good morning, my dear good Mr. Spiegel. Now, first of all, from my experience and having lived in your fair city for a decade, it's always the team that's doing poorly that comes and punches above their weight, and they always have a better showing in the Crosstown Classic. Do not taunt Cubs fans. Please do not. They got the Pope on their side. Okay, listen, you don't want the Pope channeling Ed Obradovich and start firing brimstone at us, okay? We do not want that.
So that's amazing. That's my favorite OB cut of all time. You gotta be angry. You gotta be firing with brimstone, which is amazing. I don't know what he thinks brimstone is, but that's just a beautiful piece of sound. Thank you for that reference. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, so we don't want that. So listen, my question is about PCA, and please don't misconstrue my comments, because I think he's amazing. I think he's definitely, obviously, the most valuable player right now, or at least top two. Is he going to play all 162 games, 9 innings? Is this the best thing for the Cubs going into the playoffs? Now, we've seen now with Ian Happ on the IL, Suzuki's been able to cover left field. I think he only played one ball into maybe a triple I saw the other day. I thought, but he's done okay. But I've been wondering this since the beginning of the season. You know, okay, Kyle Tucker's going to get some days off, but he's going to be DH. PCA has never played a full Major League Baseball season. Now, if he can play 162 games a la Andrew Jones and then go into the playoffs and still be an MVP, God bless him. But I'm just wondering, what are the Cubs doing as far as a plan for that, just to get him a day off here? I'm wondering about this. Am I being a little too Debbie Downer here?
Yes.
Or am I really looking for
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I love you, Steve. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Last year, Pete Alonso, Nick Castellanos, Matt Olson, and Marcell Ozuna played 162 games. That's Castellanos in right field. I don't know how many games he played as a DH. Yes, the other two are first base. Willie Adames and Bobby Witt played 161. Ellie De La Cruz played 160. There you go. Jaron Duran of the Red Sox played 160. That's an incredibly athletic, fast center fielder. Corbin Carroll played 158. Let the kid play.
Firing with brimstone.
Oh, thank you. That's right. I am firing with brimstone, OB. But let the kid play. He's healthy. He's athletic. And sometimes he'll have to really exert himself, but sometimes he won't. It's baseball. Sometimes he'll get to the end of 3 hours and be like, I didn't really move that fast, because that's just the nature of the game. But there you go. Jaron Duran played .160. You want to give Pete a day off? There'll be a time when he needs it.
Former soccer player. He's got plenty of energy, man. Jed Hoyer talked about it on the broadcast yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realize he's a former soccer player.
Apparently really good.
Let's have that, please. Sean pulled that. I want to hear that. Thank you. All right, we'll get to that. This is Dave from Pleasant Prairie on the Cubs and the Sox. What do you say, Dave?
Matt, I really enjoy your show on the way up to Milwaukee. I work for the Brewers as an usher, and so I'm up on the way to the game. So
awesome.
I do want to comment on the Cubs-Sox relationship. I too have tons of Sox friends, and they're unrelenting, even though they're terrible. And you do have to give it both ways. And, you know, when I'm at the game, you know, I kind of keep it low-key, but definitely give a little bit of ribbing every now and then. Even though they're terrible, but you know, it will indeed change at some point in time, and will eventually be competitive again, probably for another 15 or 20 years, but that's okay.
I think it'll be shorter than that. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for calling, and good luck. Have a hell of a ball game out there. You know, there's an usher I know at Wrigley named Roger. You guys know Roger. You'll recognize him. He's He's walking around selling beer. He's got long hair. He's been there a long, long time. I like Roger. He gave me this the other day. I hope I don't get him in trouble. These are the game notes that they hand out to the ushers. Have you ever seen this, Sean?
No.
I've never seen this either. It's pretty cool. It has like a whole bunch of stuff that you need to know. If you're an usher, you want to, like, these are the game notes. This is like how they share information. So all the ushers and all the stadium employees are equipped with everything they need to be equipped for. So when you walk up to somebody and you ask a question, they've got the answer. So very, very cool. And now I know that Michael McDermott and Heather Horton are doing the national anthem today, which is awesome.
Michael McDermott.
I love Michael. Michael and Heather are really, really good people. I've played music with them several times. I will again, in fact. I know lots of other stuff on here. So that's pretty cool. So good for you ushering out there and kill it. Make big piles of money. This is Keith and Shorewood on the score. We're talking Cubs and Sox on Hit and Run. Good morning, Keith.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, long time, buddy.
Hey, man, you got grandkids in the car, Keith? What's happening?
I do. I just pulled into the parking lot for church, so before I go in, I'm just going to get my comment in and then let you talk.
You're the best.
Real quick, you know, I would say this. As a long, long time Cub fan, that's the worst team in baseball last year. I don't feel any – with all my Sox fans, I have plenty of them. I wouldn't rub it at this point because I feel really bad for those guys. If anything, the only comment I would make is most baseball fans in this city should be really mad at Reinsdorf for feeling in the team after all these years of owning this organization and making what used to be a really competitive series non-competitive. And, you know, he should be ashamed of himself for doing that. And that's pretty much my thought. Matt, have a great show, and I will see you soon, buddy.
Thank you, Keith. Thanks for calling. Enjoy church with the grandkids. This is Brandon in Morton Grove, wrapping up this segment of phone callers on Hit and Run. What do you say, Brandon?
Speaks.
Yo!
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. You got it.
So I wanted to get your opinion on the Cubs' future. I really think they should just sign PCA. You know, you never want to pay a player for his past performances in Tucker. You don't want to get locked in a long-term contract like that. What do you say they go after Kyle Schwarber, maybe lock up third base, Eugenio Suarez, and then go after an ace? You know, spread the wealth instead of putting it all in one guy.
Well, appreciate the call there, Brandon. The Schwarber thing eats at me, causes me agita. That dude. Remind me, Sean, let's get to Schwarber later on. I know exactly when we'll do it, too. We'll do it between Cespedes Barbecue, Jordan Schusterman at 11, and our special anniversary hit with George Hoffman, 11:40. That's when we'll do it. We'll talk about Schwarber. I need to make sure people understand what that man has continued to do and evolve
into. He's Babe effing Ruth.
Yeah, you know what? We'll go back. We'll teach history to anybody who doesn't know. We'll contextualize, and we'll take it right to the current. An entire Schwarber thing coming
up. I know,
up.
That gets you hot, man.
Oh, man. Non-tender in a guy like that. My goodness. But these are good times. Cubs are in first place. Baseball is fun. I'm doing Hit and Run. There are golden double stuff Oreos down the hall. Okay? Thank you to the WBBM staff for providing the number one Oreo option that could possibly be there, at least in my worldview. When we come back, you'll hear from both Craig Counsell on three very impactful, interesting players on this team and how he's dealing with it. And you'll also hear about the soccer player that is Pete Crow Armstrong. We'll do all that coming up here on Hit and Run on the Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Runners off to their leads. Here they go. The pitch hit deep in the air. Right field and down the line and gone for a home run. Three-run homer, Pete Crow Armstrong.
You're a guy who thrives on emotion. And today there's so much emotion in the stands. What were you feeling having the kind of game you did today in this environment?
I mean, starting 13 to 3 in a series always feels good, but still got two more. And, I'd like to say it's passion rather than emotion. I think passion's when you see like the real joy. You know, I think emotion kind of goes both ways, where that's sometimes what takes me, anybody out of a game. Starting the way we started today feels great. You know, it's nice seeing the Crosstown fans leave early.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Got that little jab at the end.
That guy, oh, he's fun. He's thoughtful. He's smart. He's got swagger. And yeah, nice to see him leave a little early. Dig yourself. And he should. Having a terrific year, a breakout season. The OPS is up towards 900. It's 891. If you do that with his speed and his defense, you are a superstar. Simply put, that's where you end up. Pete Crow Armstrong, among the topics we discussed with the Cubs manager, Craig Counsell. Earlier in the week, it's Spiegel and Holmes, and we get to talk to the skipper every couple of weeks, and thought he was very funny and loose this week, if you didn't hear it. But also really good answers, including later on in this piece on Dansby Swanson and the former closer, Ryan Pressly, as well.
With the scream after he got the swinging strikeout to end the inning last night, what's the key to handling a successful pro like Ryan Pressly in a moment like this, where he has struggled and the role is kind of, you know, moving around, if not fully shifted, just kind of moving around? What's the key to handling a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people kind of got different jobs here. We'd let them know that the roles were going to change for a period of time. And then you kind of go to work on trying to help them improve on some things. And that doesn't happen like overnight. But hopefully we've got enough, you know, we've started that process and hopefully making some strides for progress there. And then ultimately, yeah, we'd like to get him back to the back of the game. So that's, you know, we got to tell him the news. You got to tell him what's going on. You got to be honest with him and direct with him, and then go to work on trying to make improvements. And Press has been, he's a consummate pro. He cares about trying to doing it for the team and getting it right. And he's handled this as well as you can handle it, and he's handled it the right way, and tried to just keep coming back and getting better.
Craig, from your perspective, how did you guys get Dansby back on track offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Dansby has historically gone through pretty big swings kind of in like hot and cold, you know, maybe a little more significant than probably more significant than a lot of guys. And that's just how he gets to kind of his offensive profile. So, you know, it I think just some thing, we all try to figure this out as hitters, right? You try to figure, why do I go into slumps? And then when I'm hot, why was I ever in a slump? It's not a very answerable question, right? Because if I could answer it, then there'd be really no excuse for him to go into a slump, right?
Correct.
So it's a little bit like
it's like science and art at the same time.
Yeah, you're trying and you're making adjustments, and maybe that's not working, or maybe the player's not hearing it, and you're trying to figure out how do I get someone to hear maybe something that doesn't make sense to him right now. So it's just, you know, you just keep trying, and Dan, you keep working at it. The player keeps working at it. The coach keeps working at it. And you just keep going through that process, and it's messy, and it's not always successful, and it's the fun of coaching.
What has Justin Turner been like behind the scenes from your perspective? It was so great to see him get that moment. What kind of role has he played on your team?
I think largely what you'd expect. I mean, he's just a baseball player. He's made his career out of he's obviously a very talented hitter, but he's made his career out of just really having a like close feel with the game, and sees the game, cage rat, you know, like in the cage all the time, talking baseball. And so it's easy because that guy's always watching. And when you're always watching, you're always seeing things that can maybe help your teammates or give you a little bit of an edge. And that never stops with Justin. And so that's what he's, I think, added for sure. And look, he hasn't swung the bat great yet. He knows that. And we know that. And we're trying to get him going. And it's great to have a moment like that last night just to, you know, feel like it did something great for the team, right? When you've struggled a little bit. So hopefully that can be a catalyst and, you know, help him get on track here.
Craig, how do you feel like PCA's handling stardom? I mean, he always seems like a guy that's built for the spotlight, but actually being in the spotlight is different. How do you think he's handling it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Pete's doing great. I mean, I think, you know, nothing about kind of what's happening off the playing field, I think, has changed anything what Pete's doing on the playing field and or how he prepares. So I think he's handled it wonderfully. And I, you know, last year, one of the things that I was really proud of Pete for, and I thought one of the best signs of last year, and we probably talked about this, I just thought his routine, you know, despite his struggles, he got very consistent in his routine. And in a good way. And like, it was purposeful. It meant something. It made him better, and he didn't bail on it as he struggled, which is hard to do. And that, you know, that kind of discipline helps you when you go through other things. And this is one of those other things. This is not struggle. This is the other side of it, maybe. But that discipline to that routine and to that preparation and the consistency of it, you know, helps him on this side of it too.
There really is some thoughtful stuff in there from Craig Counsell. you know, on the riding high and the not riding too low, the baseball roller coaster thing. Your discipline when you're struggling needs to be the same as when you're doing well. And he's talking about that there. How about the stuff about Presley, where he admits, like, you know, your role has changed. I mean, you can see it. And Presley getting used in some incredibly low leverage spots. I don't know how far it goes in terms of down on the roster. Like, does it approach, you know, we think you're hurt. I'm not hurt. No, let's repeat. We think you're hurt. Like that kind of thing. Because he actually does have something. He's got that knee that he has to drain the fluid from. And he's been working on it. And Lord knows that can affect your mechanics as a pitcher. So, but I don't know if we'll get there. But it's certainly interesting to see where the circle of trust is in that bullpen. Saw Julian Merriweather in a blowout on Friday as well. So it's Porter Hodge at the back end. He obviously, Craig, feels real good about Daniel Palencia these days. Seems to feel real good about Drew Pomerantz these days. And obviously Caleb Thielbar situationally. So all four of those guys. And then you've got Brad Keller, who I think he feels real good about with good reason. And maybe Chris Flexen. So all those people are ahead of Ryan Presley and should be. You know? And that's okay. During the course of a year, bullpens get remade and rejiggered all the time. When I give you my team of the moment later in the hour, it's amazing how few people I know in the bullpen of the team of the moment. How few of the names. Pointing a thumb. Go ahead. I'm a baseball guy. I don't know many people in that bullpen, but we'll get there. We were talking about Pete Crow Armstrong with good reason. Oh, one more thing on the council. The stuff about Dansby. That, man. There's about 20 seconds towards the end of his answer on Dansby, which lets you into the realness of coaching. He describes it as the fun of coaching. It's saying the same kind of thing in different ways and new ways to the player until they get it. And he says in there, and it's messy. It's messy. So what does that mean? It means that some guys don't get it. You're like, okay, all right, well, sorry, well, just go back to being you. Go ahead, just do your thing, man. You got this. But you got to keep trying, right? Moving Dansby Swanson down to 8 has helped some of the messages get through better. And he's kind of referencing that in there. Like, sometimes you have to make some moves that may be felt as punitive. But that changes the ears of a ball player. And it clearly happened. But, you know, his job is to stay positive as they're trying to tell him stuff and it's not working. And you try to tell him some stuff again and then it still doesn't work and it's messy and it's all of that. But boy, it's been so interesting to watch. I got a lot of respect for the way that Craig Counsell seems to communicate with his players, the way he thinks about stuff, and his ability to stay level as he tries to fix certain things. And he's got some things to fix, and he's done a pretty interesting job of it, a compelling job of it to me. All right, Sean referenced this, and we've been talking a lot about Pete Crow Armstrong because, folks, he's Pete Crow Armstrong. And Jed Hoyer was on the broadcast on Marquee yesterday talking about PCA. And while he's up there, PCA triples to the right field corner.
It's Pete Crow Armstrong. Right, when you traded for him, obviously there was limited professional sample. He had a shoulder injury with the Mets, had less than 40 pro plate appearances. How surprised are you with what he's delivered?
I think he'll get hot eventually.
There you go.
And then into the corner, watch him run. On his horse around second, PCA to third. It's a triple. High. It doesn't get a lot more fun than watching Matt.
There are a few things in our sport more fun to watch than a guy that's a top-of-the-scale athlete play baseball. You know, I think about, you know, the kid, you know, when you're young and you watch these, you know, the Ricky Hendersons and the Eric Davises and the guys that can, you know, really run, have power, and, you know, that's what he's turning into right in front of our eyes.
It's funny, in recent days, the NBA Draft Combine was here, and there were a lot of college coaches coming out to Wrigley to watch baseball. And I asked Todd Golden, Porter Moser, Kelvin Sampson, all these guys, hey, what would you
What would you think about having Pete Carr Armstrong as a basketball player if you could start with that? And their eyes just light up.
I think he was more soccer than basketball.
Yep.
I've told the story a few times, but we had a ball roll over to us when we were having a conversation in spring training. He started hacky sacking it, kicking it around, kicked it in the air to the catcher. I was like, "You play some soccer?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "You good?" He's like, "Really good."
It doesn't sound like him at all.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Were you good? Really good. Pete knows he's good, man. He knows it. I love that. I love that Boog was hanging with the college coaches and asking them what they would do with Pete. That's fun. Boog obviously does a ton of college hoops, knows those guys really, really well. Todd Golden sang the stretch on Friday. Was up there. Or no, maybe it was last week. It was last week. It was Tuesday night when I was there. Todd Golden was there, the coach of Florida. But that's awesome. What would you do with Pete Crow Armstrong? Now, what baseball player from the past who also played in the Final Four does that make me think of? I'm thinking about a very fast center fielder who also had a little pop, but he stole a lot of bases, really good for a long time, and he played in the Final Four as well. You got it? You know it, Sean?
Is it Kenny Lofton?
Damn, there you go. Kenny Lofton played with Steve Kerr on that Arizona team with Sean Elliott. Steve Kerr, Sean Elliott, Kenny Lofton, among others, on that Arizona team that went to the Final Four.
Naturally.
Yeah. And so, yeah, having some speed. If you got a handle, you could do a lot with Pete Crow Armstrong. Just flying around there. Love that image. And then Pete, the soccer player. It's funny. When we were talking about Pete earlier and I was describing his home run trot, a texter said, PCA is the type of guy who would be the target of some headhunting in previous eras. He's got a substantial amount of name call in him. See, now that's a perspective, right? I don't know if you're a Sox fan or if you're just an impartial observer, but what you see as a bag, to paraphrase, a fan of the team sees as, that's our guy. But if we can be objective, it's just like AJ Pierzynski. You know, there's a lot of that kind of thing in there, of just the swagger and the smile and, you know, stuff like that.
There's a 10-year-old Darth Vader. He was my Darth Vader, man. Like, you know.
AJ?
Oh, for sure.
Sure.
Right?
That's why when we were talking about this on Thursday, I was thinking if there was going to be a fight in this series, I had some highly developed fan fiction that I had worked out of like how this was going to play out, like how, and it was PCA. Like, you know, PCA would just anger somebody on the White Sox because he's just being himself and having some fun and moving around like he does. And, you know, I could have envisioned any number of scenarios. Then on Friday, when there was back-to-back obstruction plays in consecutive innings at second base, I was like, ooh, we're getting some of that edge. Maybe that. But I didn't need a fight. I didn't want to fight. But it does add when it happens. You know that. This is Steven in the suburbs. Wants to talk a little Cubs and Sox with us here on Hit and Run. Good morning, Steven. Or Stefan.
Hey,
Stefan, perhaps. Hello. Good morning.
Yep, Stefan, you got it right. Yep. So, yeah, I didn't want to get off track. I was just thinking because sports has changed. You know, baseball is really hard. It's not like the other sports. But now the scouts are so good that they understand that they can't miss. So the White Sox have the two best left-handed prospects in baseball ahead of the Yankees or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's can't miss. Before, it's can't miss. But, yeah, they have the two best left-handed guys in baseball, and they're going to come up, and they're not going to struggle. They're going to dominate.
Oh, yeah, well, there's some braggadocio from Stefan about the Sox, two left-handed pitchers in the system. Interesting. All right, noted, Stefan. Thank you. Hey, we got a little bit of breaking news, and it doesn't happen too often on a Sunday morning, but sometimes it does. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. So the closer for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jose Alvarado, has been suspended 80 games for testing positive for exogenous testosterone. He is ineligible for the postseason as well. So the Phillies have lost their closer. He was splitting closing duties with Jordan Romano. If Jordan Romano is available in your fantasy leagues, go grab him right now. I say that comfortably because he's on my bench. But Jose Alvarado has received an 80-game suspension without pay and will not be eligible for the postseason. So count the Phillies among those teams who will be looking for bullpen help, as they always seem to be.
Over under Dave Robertson ends up on a team in the next month.
Yeah, I mean, David Robertson is holding out. He wants to be paid like a legit amount or he won't bother. The Phillies have had him. The Cubs have had him. So now some of that competition can be ramped up. That's an excellent thought there from Sean Sears, that maybe David Robertson will end up somewhere. So you can be watching the waiver wire on that. But yeah, whew, tough blow for the Phillies. I wonder how it happened. I wonder if Jose Alvarado was, you know, surprised. What is he, 33? You know, he's been in the league a long time. I didn't realize this was like, I don't know how that happened. It was in a cream that my doctor told me was okay. What had happened was, man, how guys get caught these days?
It was a poppy seed bagel or
something,
right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, somebody left it in my glove compartment. That wasn't mine. I promise. Manny Alexander put it there. That's a deep pull for old fans. It's Spiegs here with you on Hit and Run. Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Barbecue at the top of the hour. When we come back, it's time. Team of the Moment on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hit and run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Here's this year. This one belted into left center field by Jeffers. It's 1-0 Twins, and the Twins start hot again. This one driven out to right. Frelick back and gone. Cody Clemens, his third home run of the season. Another inning and another run for this Twins offense. And out away from 13 straight wins for the Twins. And 33 straight scoreless innings. And a ground ball to the right side. That should do it. And it does. 13 straight, making a baker's dozen for the Minnesota Twins as they shut out the Brewers 7-0 tonight.
It was the team of the moment, offering entertainment. The team of the moment, they caught our eyes.
The Minnesota Twins have won 13 straight games. It's the longest winning streak for that franchise in 34 years. The last time any team in Major League Baseball had a longer streak was the Mariners in 2022. They won 14 straight in July. Remember, they made the postseason for the first time in 21 years on the strength of that streak and the way they played the rest of the way. The Twins have now caught up ground and have passed Kansas City, have passed Cleveland. They are four games behind the Tigers in the American League Central. Yesterday it was Pablo Lopez. Joe Ryan has been terrific. Bailey Ober has been good. Chris Paddock has great stuff and was excellent his last time out. They have 33 straight scoreless innings as a pitching staff, dating back to the fourth inning of the second game in Baltimore on Wednesday. 33 straight scoreless innings. Goodness. This bullpen has nine saves in the 13 games. Three different dudes have at least one save. Five different pitchers have finished a game. So this is what I was talking about. I mentioned it earlier that, like, bullpens, the construction of bullpens is a crazy thing. Nine relievers have pitched during the streak, okay, for Minnesota. Seven have not allowed a run during the course of the streak. Joan Duran, who is the closer with nasty stuff, goodness. And then six other guys have not allowed a run during the course of the streak. Okay? You tell me if you've heard of any of these guys. I work in baseball and sports radio. And I don't know, Danny Coulom, Jorge Alcala, sounds familiar. Louis Varland, okay, that sounds a little familiar. Cole Sands, Justin Topa, nope, and nope. And then somebody named Funderburk. I don't even know the guy's first name. It's Funderburk. Is that Lawrence Funderburk, the former University of Indiana basketball player? I don't believe so. Or no, I guess was that Ohio State Funderburk? Maybe both. Did he transfer from Indiana to Ohio State? I don't know. Anyway, that none of those things is why you called. It's just to say there are nine different relievers who've pitched well during the streak. And then you heard the homers there. One was from Cody Clemens. Yes, the son of Roger. He's got three homers in this streak. His first homer came at Fenway with his dad, Roger, in attendance. Remember that? That was win number one in this 13-game streak for the Twins. And Ryan Jeffers. They've got two catchers, and Rocco Baldelli's been playing them both. Christian Vasquez has been killing it at catcher. Ryan Jeffers has been getting reps at DH. They're both killing it. And there's two other guys who've played in all 13 games. There's only two guys. Trevor Larnach and Brooks Lee are the only Twins to play in every one of their 13 wins, and each one of them has started at three different spots. Gives you a little feel for what this team is like, because the best offensive player on this team, Byron Buxton, is now hurt again, because that's what he does. Carlos Correa is also hurt, because that's what he sometimes does. But yeah, this is supposed to be a Buxton and Correa team. This streak is happening mostly without both of them. So props to the Minnesota Twins. 13 wins in a row. They are the undisputed team of the moment. I know Ron on the South Side got that one right, and I hope that all of you who gambled with Ron as your official team of the moment bookie also got it correct. Fun. Texture says, Spiegs, just a moment. I want to make sure you see this for Team of the Moment. Did you see the video of the Twins relievers chugging two cans of Red Bull simultaneously? I did not. Texture says, I hate the Twins, but I envy that vibe. There's a Red Bull thing that's going on with the Cubs that I think is still happening. Dansby Swanson takes one little sip of Nicky Lopez's Red Bull. I believe that's what happens. And that's all, just one little sip, and it's helping Dansby and his hot streak. Whatever works, man.
I found the video. They are definitely like double fisting Red Bulls in the bullpen.
They are, huh? Which players are they? Can you tell?
It's hard to tell. It's like a quick pan. It was literally in the broadcast. You could just see they're literally just pouring them in their mouths and they pan away.
Okay. All right. There you go. So, man, those Twins are red hot. Must be nice. Let's talk MLB and certainly some Cubs and Sox with Jordan Schusterman, part of the coalition that comprises Cespedes Barbecue and the Baseball Barbiecast over at Yahoo. We'll do that next on Hit and Run here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.